on officialmills.co.uk.
This is Scott. You may have noticed we're feeling all loved up today. Right, it's 4:45. So you heard the random act of kindness that happened with Liz and the shopkeeper. Now it's time for us to do one of ours. Hi, Andy.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well.
Okay, so who's this random act of kindness for?
This is for a little girl I know called Molly.
Okay, tell me about Molly.
She's 6 years old. She's not been very well for the last couple of years. She's a daughter of a friend of mine. Basically, when she was 4 years old, she was diagnosed with cancer for the first time. Quite a rare form that only young children can get up to the age of five. She got through that quite nicely. She had all the treatment, was quite ill with it, but came through the other side. Then, just as they were getting the all clear, they found a little bit more. It had come back a second time.
When was this?
This was probably a year ago.
Okay.
So for the last year, she's been going through a big bout of chemo. You know, she's got all her hair back, and then she lost it all again the second time, and she had, you know, beautiful curly hair. So she's really been through it for the last 2 years, two, 3 years.
Yeah, it's bad enough getting it once, and then for it to come
back. Exactly, you know, most people don't go through that in their lifetime, let alone twice before they're six.
So. Yeah. So you're a friend of the family, are you?
Well, I'm a friend of her dad's. I play golf with her dad quite a bit, and I got to know Molly through going on holiday with him once, and don't get to see her as much as I'd like to, because obviously she's in hospital quite a bit, and we live a fair distance away from each other. But my little girl, every time we see her and plays with her, and she's met her probably three or four times, but it's her best friend. And
okay.
When you see Molly running around, you wouldn't think there's anything wrong with her. You know, she's got more energy than I have.
Yeah. So what's happening with Molly right now, Andy?
Well, Molly at the minute is in hospital having her she's just had her last bout of big chemo. So for the last 5 weeks she's been in hospital, and it was such a large dose that it knocks her immune system down to nothing, so she was susceptible to infection. So she's been in like a little room on her own.
Is she still in hospital now?
She's still in hospital now, but she's having x-rays and scans over the next 2 days, and if they come back all clear and all goes well, touch wood, she'll be home the weekend.
Okay. And when do you get these results?
They're getting them today and tomorrow.
So, I guess until these tests come back, it's a little bit of a funny time for everyone, really.
Yeah, they've all been through it, all four of them, because their little brother Sam, he's coming up to four now, and he's obviously the last couple of years taken a bit of a back seat, because all the attention's obviously been on Molly, because she's been so ill. But, you know, they've all stuck together, and, you know, they're a nice family.
So, Andy, you got in contact with me via email.
I did, yes.
To see if we can do one of our random acts.
Yes. Yeah, it was just basically so I could put a little smile back on her face, and she's been through a lot for the last 2 years, bless her, you know, and just to know that she's special to everybody, and give her a nice Christmas.
Andy, how old did you say Molly was again?
Molly's six.
Okay, and you say she's in hospital right now?
She's in hospital right now.
In her own little room?
In her own little room.
Is there a phone in that room?
She's got her own phone with a telly built in and all mod cons.
Right, listen, I think we can do something here.
Excellent.
I'm just going to make a call to somebody, all right?
Lovely, thank you.
There. Radio 1. So we spoke to Andy, whose daughter's best friend is in hospital at the moment. Her name is Molly. She's had cancer twice, Molly has, in the last 2 years, which is a lot for anyone to cope with, let alone a six-year-old girl. So Andy got in touch with us, emailed me to see if we can do one of our random acts of kindness for Molly, because he thinks she really deserves it. Now, I've just made a call to one of my special friends in the world of children's entertainment, and Andy's still on the line. And I'm going to call Molly in hospital right now.
Welcome to Patient Line. Our service connects you directly to the patient's bedside phone. Please stay on the line whilst we connect your call.
Hello.
Hello, is this Molly?
Yes.
Hello, Molly.
Hello.
My name's Scott, and I'm calling from Radio 1. Do you know Radio 1?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, listen, Andy's got in contact with me because he says that, you're having a bit of a tough time lately. And, you're in hospital right now, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. What's been happening today, Molly?
I've had an x-ray. And the radio lady's here with me now.
Okay. Now, Molly, someone's told me that you like CBeebies a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes.
Do you watch it a lot?
Yeah. I'm watching it now.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
What's one of your favourite programmes on CBeebies?
Tweenies.
So you like the Tweenies, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, Molly?
Mm-hmm.
I've got someone here that wants to have a quick word with you. Is that all right?
Yeah.
So make sure you have a nice chat, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm passing them over now. Here we go.
Is that Molly?
Yeah.
Do you know who this is?
Jake.
It's Jake from the Tweenies. Hello, how are you?
All right.
What's so funny? Why are you giggling? What's so funny? Molly, it's lovely to talk to you. Are you in the hospital at the moment?
Yeah.
And are they looking after you at the hospital?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, Molly, I would like to invite you to come to the show and then meet us after the show. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Then you can meet all of my friends like Milo and Fizz. Oh, and Bella. Oh, and what about Diddles? Do you like Diddles?
Yeah.
I'm looking after him today in the play group. Would you like to say hello?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Diddles! Come on, it's Molly on the phone.
Hey, Molly.
Hello.
How's it going?
All right.
That's good. I'm just about to go for a walk in the park.
Oh.
Yeah, I hear you're coming to meet us, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't wait. I'll pass you back to Jake. Bye.
Bye.
Stay groovy, Molly.
He's funny.
Hello, Jake again.
Hello. I can't wait to meet you, Molly. And I hear you're a really brave girl.
Yeah, I am.
Well, we're all thinking of you anyway.
Yeah.
Well, it's been lovely speaking to you.
Mm.
Take care, won't you, Molly?
I will.
And we'll see you very soon, and we're sending lots and lots of love and kisses.
Okay. Listen, thank you so much, Jake, and thank you to Doodles as well.
I'll tell him thank you from you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Molly?
Yeah?
How was that, speaking to the Tweenies? You liked it a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, right, so you and Sam are going to go and see the show in London, the CBeebies show, yeah?
Yeah.
And you're going to meet them as well. How's that?
All right.
But do you know who sorted this all out for us?
No.
Do you know Andy?
Yeah.
It's him. He sent me an email.
Did he?
Yeah. Mm. Do you want to say thank you to him? Because if he hadn't sent me an email, this wouldn't be happening now.
Mm.
So here he is. Hang on.
Hello, Molly.
Hello.
How are you?
All right.
Hey, was that good speaking to the Tweenies?
Yeah. Thank you, Andy.
That's all right, Molly. We all love you very much.
I love you
too. All right, listen, Molly.
Yeah.
I hope you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we'll catch up with you soon and have a wicked time at the show, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, Molly.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Oasis and Let There Be Love on Radio 1. See, I told you it was going to be warm and fuzzy today. I also told you you might need some tissues. Laura's completely lost it. Are you all right?
I'm a bit emotional.
What happened?
I've just been on the phone to the guy from yesterday from the news agents.
Yes.
And I was trying to sort out the dinner and he said, I'm lucky enough for the Lord to have put food on my table every day and I just want you to put the money you would have spent on that meal to children in need on Friday.
Oh, he's got a little tear.
He's so sweet.
Thank you very much for all of your emails and texts about Molly. Thanks a lot for those. I've got so many.
Stand by.